Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. That's a winner. Yes, we have a winning card on Thursday, and I was going to wait to drop this podcast all the way to the end of that Oakland-Texas game because I wanted to say that we're a winner. It's been a tough couple days, but we gained some confidence back and have a winning day on Thursday. So let's recap the card real quick. We start on the PGA Tour. The Charles Schwab. We played Scottie Scheffler in the first round over Justin Thomas, and we made the right call. Scheffler's one of the co-leaders, so we cashed the ticket for $105. Next up, it was our dog of the day, and oh, do we like Martin Perez. We said we could have played the first five under. It cashed. We said we could have played the game under. It cashed. But instead, we chose the dog of the day to get plus money. It was interesting, but it cashed at the plus 105. It was a 1-1 game going into the ninth, but the Rangers found a way to score three runs and win the game 4-1. Next up, our run line, we played the Atlanta Braves, and we were not so fortunate there. That was a bad play, so we lose the $100. Next up on the card, we played Milwaukee and St. Louis, the under 7.5 for our total of the day. And this did not look good after one inning of baseball. It was a 2-2 game. I was ready to circle it as a loser, but as the game went on, the run slowed down. Your final score, 4-3, and we cash the ticket and make $95.50. Next up was your first five dog of the day. It was the Arizona Diamondbacks. And oh, did the Dodgers make us look like a fool here? The Dodgers crush us, and we lose the $100. Then the final game of the card for Thursday, we had the Yankees and the Rays, the first five under the four. It was 0-0 after five innings of baseball, so we cashed that ticket for $86.95. When you add it all together, we made $192.45 on Thursday, and now we're almost ready to move on to the next. But before we do so, let's talk about how crazy the roller coaster can be in gambling. We had a 0-5 day on Tuesday, lost $500, lost a ton of confidence, but yet when you add up the last 5 days on the podcast, we're up $63.34. That's how this business can be a roller coaster. So once again, don't chase money. I was tempted to chase money after that dreadful Tuesday. We stayed the course, and we're back at least in profit over the last 5 days. So now, let's get to the card for Friday. We lead off with our dog of the day, and we're going to flip the script from Thursday. We're going to take the Oakland A's over the Texas Rangers at a plus 120. So for Texas, it's John Gray going for the Rangers. He has a 5.14 ERA and a 1.32 whip this year. Five of his six starts so far have been on the road, where he has a 5.22 ERA away from home. For Oakland, it's Cole Irvin going for the Athletics. He has a 3.21 ERA and a 1.25 whip. Five innings, no runs in his first start this year against Texas. He has a 1.13 ERA at home this season over 16 innings of baseball. The A's are dead last in baseball against righties, but in this matchup, it's still advantage A's. I'm going to grab the plus money with Oakland, plus 120 over Texas. Next up, it is your first five-inning dog of the day, and we're going to take the Kansas City Royals over the Minnesota Twins at a plus 145. So for KC, it's Brad Keller getting the start for the Royals. He's only 1-4 this season, but he has decent numbers, a 3.20 ERA and a 1.03 whip. He faced the Twins last time out. He lasted seven innings. He did give up four runs, but only five hits. Only once this season has he failed to complete five innings. For Minnesota, it's Bailey Ober going for the Twinkies. He's a fast worker. We always like that about him. He has a 2.55 ERA and a 1.14 whip. Last time out at Kansas City, he lasted five innings, giving up just one run. That was actually his first and only start in the month of May after a trip to the IL. He has a 3.95 ERA at home over 13 and two-thirds innings. Last year against Kansas City, his final start was 4 1/3 innings, giving up three runs. So bats, as we know, can go hot and cold. The Twins have scored only two runs in each of their last three games. I like Keller, so I'm going to take the Royals plus the 145 in the first five at Minnesota. Next up, it is your run line, and we're going to take the Toronto Blue Jays over the Los Angeles Angels at a plus 150. For Toronto, it's Alex Manoa going for the Blue Jays. He's 5-1 this year, a 1.62 ERA, and a 0.88 whip. Last time out, another good start, eight innings, one run against Cincinnati. He has a 1.96 ERA on the road, and at night, he's good under the lights, a 0.75. For Los Angeles, it's Chase Silseth going for the Angels, a 2.61 ERA over just 10 and two-thirds innings pitched this season. Both starts have been against the offensive juggernaut called the Oakland Athletics. His last outing went just 4 1/3 innings, giving up three runs on six hits, a career 3.16 ERA in the minors. Tough to beat good teams in back-to-back games on the road, but with this lopsided pitching matchup, it's a mismatch in my opinion. So I'm going to lay the 1.5 and take my chances on the Blue Jays over the Angels at a plus 150. Next up, it is your first five under, and we're going to play the Cleveland Guardians and the Detroit Tigers under the 3.5. So for Cleveland, it's Shane Bieber going for the Guardians. 1-3 this year, a little disappointing. A 3.55 ERA and a 1.25 whip. Road numbers are a little bit better, though. A 2.45 ERA and a 1.16 whip. Last time out against Detroit, he went seven innings, giving up three runs, but he did have 10 strikeouts. For Detroit, it's Alex Fado going for the Tigers. Yes, I cannot pronounce names. Four starts this year, a 3.00 ERA and a 1.33 whip. Last time out against the Guardians, he went 5 1/3 innings, giving up two runs. Detroit is 29th hitting against righties. Cleveland scares me, though. Their third best year to date. But overall, they're 22nd hitting in the month of May. I'll roll the dice and take the under 3.5 in the first five between Cleveland and Detroit. Then the final game on the card, our game under, is the New York Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays under the 7 at a plus 105. So I do have the option to play the game at 7.5 at a minus 120, but I'm electing to play the 7 at plus money. So for New York, it's Jameson Taillon going for the Yankees, a 2.95 ERA and a 1.15 whip. Last time out, seven innings, one run against the White Sox. He has a 3.545 ERA on the road this year. For Tampa Bay, it's Jeffrey Springs going for the Rays. It's his fifth start, 13th appearance on the year. He has a very impressive 1.32 ERA and a 0.89 whip. 12 and two-thirds innings pitched at the Trop, just one run. Last time out at Baltimore, he lasted 5 2/3 innings, giving up no runs on just one hit with seven strikeouts. So we dodged the bullet and cashed the first five under in a game that went over last night. The Yankees have several sticks on the shelf, so I'm going to take the under. Yankees versus Rays, this is playoff baseball in the month of May. So grab some popcorn. It should be a good one at the Trop. So let's recap your card for a Friday. Your dog of the day, we're going to take the Oakland A's over the Texas Rangers at a plus 120. Your first five-inning dog, we're on the Kansas City Royals over the Minnesota Twins at a plus 145. Your run line, we're on the Toronto Blue Jays over the LA Angels at a plus 150. Your first five under, we're taking the Cleveland Guardians and the Detroit Tigers under the 3.5. Then your game under, we're going to play the New York Yankees and the Tampa Bay Rays under the 7 at a plus 105. So that's your card for a Friday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.